Thank you so much for listening. This is Nia Marie, and I'm here with Picking Nia's Nose. And I wanted to talk about transitions. So I feel like I've been transitioning now for 3 years. I actually have had a few transitions in my life, obviously, hasn't everyone? And from 2009 to about 2015, I was doing hair. So I was either selling hair, I was in the hair industry, I was either selling hair, I was doing hair, doing weaves, making wigs, braiding hair, doing quick weaves, doing natural hair, all that sorts of stuff. And in 2015, it just became a little bit too much for me. So I actually had terrible back pains, and it was just becoming more and more and more difficult for me to carry out everyday tasks that were practically nothing to me in the past. So with back pains, it was just practically impossible for me to work. Things that could take me maybe 2 hours, let's say if it was making a wig, took me 4 or 6 hours just because I had to take so many breaks, and or I had to just postpone it and for hours on end just to be able to, you know, feel normal again to start back. And that one, just my productivity went down like crazy, and then it just my morale in general for wanting to do the business and wanting to do something that I love for so many years and wanted to actually do for so many years. Actually, since I was in junior high school, I wanted to do hair. It just went away. It was gone. I didn't want to do it anymore. And eventually, I just called it quits. And since that was something I literally, like I said, I've loved hair my whole life, wanted to go to school, go to an actual vocational high school to learn cosmetology, wasn't allowed to. My parents wanted me to go to a normal, regular school, whatever. But yeah. Something that has been in my blood for so long, just to call it quits, I was quite lost. So, just a moment of honesty. Actually, I was, eventually, I actually applied for disability. So, if you don't know me or know anything about me, I actually have, am I saying actually a lot? Yeah, whatever. I have sickle cell anemia. And if you don't know what it is, just quick general statement about it. Basically, it is excruciating pain caused by different catalysts that can, you know, exacerbate the condition. So stress, cold temperatures. For me specifically, I'm allergic to dust, and if I ingest or get dust in my lungs, I get very, very, very sick, ridiculously sick. There's a few different things: eating dairy for me, drinking alcohol, and that those catalysts can be different for everyone. So, and it's excruciating pain, like I said, that could be worse than childbirth. And, so with that, I actually applied for disability. Once I guess stopped doing hair, and applying for disability allowed me to I guess survive without having to have a job that paid me like I was doing with my business, with my hair business. So now, now that's 2015, I'm on disability. And full disclosure, disability is only giving me $9,600 a year. Calculate that if you want, but it ain't shit. $9,600 a year, and basically, in order for me to actually really survive, I still have to hustle in some kind of way. But I knew that the life I wanted to live could never be sustained by hustling. Never. And so I can, you know, you can just get a beautiful little picture. The life I want to live. I want to travel the world consistently. I want to eat fruit all over the world consistently. I want to just be free. I don't want to be tied down to any one location. I've been living in the same home for 31 years and I'm 32 years old. Like, I'm just over stationary. So over it. And stationary now is just, it needs to be a thing of the past for me. I need to be able to go and come and live and visit how and where and why and when I please. And that is my goal right now. I'm not worried about the future as far as let me not say that. I'm always worried about the future. But my future, I would like that to be my future. I would like just freedom to be my actual future. And with that brings me to today. So I actually have been researching, and I went to a class back in, I want to say September. Why is my brain not working? I'm not sure. I think it's September. I went to India Monet's Land Over Labels class in Washington, D.C. And just like, that's me. I'm always ready to invest in my future, always ready to invest in knowledge, always ready to invest in anything that is going to put me, my mind, my thought patterns, my whatever, in a new and more beneficial place. And India Monet's Land Over Labels took me where I needed to be, because that was now the first look at an actual way for me to fund and to facilitate the life that I truly, in every bone and cell of my body, know I need to be living. And, well, you know what? The life that I will be living. Let's put it like that. And Land Over Labels basically is a real estate class. It's not real estate as in agent or broker. It's real estate as in investing. And that is definitely something that has crossed my mind, but clearly I didn't know anything about it. And I could have looked it up, but everything happens in its own time, and I didn't look up as much as I could have. But I definitely knew that I wanted to do vacation rentals or short-term rentals, and that's the route that I wanted to go. I did not feel like actually being a landlord and having long-term rentals was anything that I was interested in, due to the fact that, one, I feel like with long-term rentals, you just get way more of a headache. You get someone, you don't get someone, but you usually get like a situation that needs a little bit more love, care, attention, affection, etc. And it just wasn't for me. Like, that doesn't afford me freedom. And so vacation rentals always seem just like a smarter, better route to go. And for the price or the profit that you get for long-term rentals, short-term rentals kills that any day. Like, short-term rentals, wow, like, ridiculous. Like, if you do it right, you furnish it right, you stage it right, and it's just what it needs to be, you're killing it. You're killing it. And especially if it's at the right price, you're killing it. There's no way at all that you can't be killing it. So, yeah, so that's my route that I want to go. And at Land Over Labels, I also learned about something called wholesaling. So that is now something else that I'm very interested in, due to the fact that I actually don't want to live in America. I am over America. I'm good now. Like, I don't need any more of it. If I do any deals in America, New York, wherever it may be, I'm not really interested in holding. I'm not interested in having vacation rentals in New York, because it just isn't someplace I would want to have to come back to, or, you know, need to come and do business. If possible, I prefer to have whatever I have elsewhere. So wholesaling would be the thing that I do when I am in New York or elsewhere, and vacation rentals would be saved for other places, like my homeland of St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, and potentially many places in Africa. So, back to transition. That was enough backstory, but back to transition. So transition really, for a lot of people, is a very difficult and uncomfortable place. And let me not even talk about a lot of people. For me, I have been in a very difficult and uncomfortable place. So I feel like, due to the transition from 2015 until now, which now is December 1st, 2018, I feel like I've been, what's the word? lost? Well, I guess lost, yeah. I've been lost. I've been uncomfortable. I've been just almost frantic in panic, just not knowing where I was going with this. And between 2015 and today, I mean, I've done a few different businesses. I've spent a few thousand dollars. Mind you, I'm only making $9,600 a year. So a few thousand dollars is like a whole year's worth of money. And I've just been trying to catch myself. And it's been quite difficult. Quite difficult because I'm trying to learn and figure out what I'm gonna do that's going to make sense for the life that I want to live. I don't want a stationary life, which cuts out a whole lot of things that I could do. Now, mind you, I'm a freaking genius. I can practically do anything. Practically. Like, practically anything. And, but the fact that I don't want to be stationary, it just cuts out a lot. On top of that, I'm looking for some way to facilitate one, passive income, two, generational wealth, and I'm not looking for something necessarily easy. That's not what it is. I don't mind putting in work. I don't mind putting the research and the long days, long nights. It doesn't matter. I don't mind that. I just need something that's going to make sense. And that class in September is what made sense for me. I've been digging in. And it's been quite interesting. Quite interesting because obviously, clearly, once you find a new industry, or, and this is business wise, this has nothing to do with, like, you know, salary, careers, etc. But once you find a new industry, it's always best to potentially find a niche. And I haven't found that yet. I know a few things, but, you know, niching down is just always, it could be creating something that doesn't exist, or it could be something that is just already, you know, already well known in the market. Just not sure where I'm going to go with this niche wise, but I do see a few different, you know, aspects of the real estate market or the real estate game that makes sense for me. And I'm just excited for this. Like, I'm excited that I'm finally, after 3 years, oh my gosh, 3 years, finding something that makes sense, finding something that could potentially just put me and my family in a place that we don't have to worry about money as much as we do now. Like, y'all don't even know. I'm not gonna go into that because that would be like a whole 24-hour long podcast. But money and in my family has just been like, whew, a doozy. And I think that this is definitely gonna help us to get somewhere new, not have to worry about money so much. And I'm excited for that. I'm excited just for the freedom that I'm looking for And you know, plane tickets aren't cheap. Actually, let me say that in the way that I wanted to say it. Plane tickets ain't cheap. Airbnbs ain't cheap. Not the ones I'm trying to stay in. Rental cars ain't cheap. I prefer not to walk. So, I mean, fruits are free if you're in the right country now. But other than that, those things aren't cheap. So it does cost money. And if I'm going to live an unstationary life, those are the things that will be my daily expenses. That's going to be my rent, my room and my board or whatever it is. So transitioning. Now that I'm on, I feel like the other end of this transition. I feel like I'm not like over the transition. I'm still in it. But I feel like I'm at the other end of it. I'm not in the middle, in that gray area, in that foggy, mucky, uncomfortable, sticky, sweaty middle of the transition where it's just a living hell. I'm not there anymore. And maybe I'm prematurely talking because I'm just 3 months into this, but honestly, this is the first time in my life I'm seeing something that actually makes sense. So I'm going to say this is a keeper. And in the middle of that transition, it is going to feel like crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. You're going to feel crazy. Everybody else is going to feel crazy. You're going to think you're crazy. You're going to, everything is just, it's just crazy, crazy. And it's going to be difficult. And it's going to be days where you're just going to cry. And you're going to be depressed. And I've been depressed. And I've been crying. And I've been sad. And I've been optimistic. And I've had manic moments. And spending thousands of dollars. And thinking that I'm going to find the next thing that makes sense. And it never made sense. It didn't make sense. Nothing I did made sense. And it finally makes sense. The only way I can tell you to get through that transition is no matter what, make sure that you always find whatever you can to be positive. Find the positivity in things. Find the thing in that lesson that just made sense and remember that shit and just be as positive as you can. Excuse me. And don't give up looking. Keep looking. Keep trying to find that next thing and try and slow down on spending money. Don't spend money unless you know that you put in at least like 3 months, 90 days worth of work and you're sure that you really want to do that. Like, put in 90 days worth of work before you spend $1,000. That's a good rule of thumb. 90 days for $1,000. If you got to spend more than $1,000, you got to put in a whole another 90 days. I don't. But stay as positive as possible. That whole law of attraction stuff that people talking about. All the words that you speak, they matter. How you feel about yourself matters. The energy you put out there matters. The energy you put into yourself matters. Just speak positively. Try to find happiness in whatever it is. And I promise you,
It's been hard as fuck to find positivity in a lot of my days. And some days I didn't find it. Because I'm human. And I get sad, I get depressed, I get all wrapped up in the foolishness that other people are doing that I feel like are affecting me, which honestly, they're not affecting me. If I chose for them not to affect me, then it wouldn't affect me. But I'm still human and I don't know how to correctly deal with certain things sometimes, so it happens. But regardless, eventually, find the silver lining. Find a way to find a way to think of anything positive and cling to it, just for, even if it's for an hour. Do things to get your mind off of things. Color. Even if it's watch a children's movie from when you were a child, do something that just puts you in a better mood to then be able to just throw yourself into some research, some work, something that's going to get you over the hump of this transition. Keep digging for what makes sense for you. And I don't know. I didn't really think this through. I didn't really think it through what I was going to say. And I'm straight winging this, but that's what I have for now. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt that you're going to be able to make it through this. You got this. And I'll give you this much. So, quick story. Yesterday, I had a day where I didn't feel like doing crap. And even though now that I'm at the point where I know what I need to be looking for and I know what I need to be doing, for the most part, not necessarily actually, because I do feel lost. I still don't know anything about this industry. But I said I'm going to watch movies about business, and I ended up watching Jobs, which is a movie about Steve Jobs. And from that movie, I grasped the concept that I need to acquire a team to help me fulfill my life's purposes. That is what he did if you watch the movie. Now, next, what I also did was I came up with a quick little affirmation in my head. And the first, it was three of them. The first one was, I know what I need to do to get what I want in life. The second one was that I do what I need to do to get what I want in life. And the third one was, you know what, I'm mixing this up. Regardless, the affirmations, I said three affirmations, and the whole night, all I did was made up a little song in my head, and I kept saying it over and over and over. The next day, I ended up waking up, finding someone that I would love to mentor me in this industry, real estate industry. And on top of that, I started finding podcasts on vacation rentals and interior design. What does that mean? Even if things don't seem like you're doing anything, put the energy into it. Put that good energy into it. And you are definitely going to be able to wake up the next day and push past that and move forward and get it through. So, I don't know. I think I was a little bit all over the place, but who cares? I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And it's Nia Marie. And thank you so much for listening to Picking Nia's Nose. You can find me on Instagram at niamarie.me, and you can also find me on Facebook at Nia Marie.
And my website is niamarie.me. Thank you so much.